Welcome back to the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is talk about our reading plan for the year. We're currently on week 44. So if you want to join us, you can go to our website, firstfamily.church, and it's under resources. So every week we bring on someone from our leadership to talk through that week's reading. And this week we got Brett back with us. So Brett, we're on week 44. Good to have you back.
Glad to be back.
What do you got for us?
John chapter 6.
Okay.
Great chapter. That was a total Donald Trump. Great chapter. The best chapter. But a very well-known chapter because it's where Jesus is, we see the feeding of the 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And something I had not really connected until just reading back through it was later on when he talks about being the bread of life. And it wasn't until rereading it in the reading plan that it really like hit me as connected. So he feeds the 5,000 and it's, you know, abundant bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks on water and it seems like moving on to the next thing. But in verse 22, it says the next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea, they saw that he had not boarded the boat with his disciples, but he'd gone off alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to him. It says verse 25, they found him on the other side of the sea. And they get into a dialogue, and he says to them in verse 26, you're not looking for me because you saw the signs, but because you ate the bread.
Hmm.
And it reminded me of a song that I love called Daily Bread. And it says I think it's in the chorus, I'll seek your face before I seek your hand.
Hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
And that's like what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
They want like what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that passage is where he says, you're coming to me because you ate the loaves and were filled.
Mm-hmm.
Don't work for food that perishes, but for food that lasts forever. And then out of that is when he says, I am the bread of life.
Mm.
And I was very convicted by that, just that question. Would I be like these people in that I most commonly seek his provision,
mm-hmm,
or his presence?
I think I heard somebody say recently that what is the one thing that if God allowed to happen, you would forsake him. Like, what could God take from you?
Mm.
And I know it's a little tangential, but it makes me think of like, kind of like the provision aspect. What could God, the opposite of provision, what could God take from you? Like your home burns down, you lose someone in your family, whatever that is that God's providing for you, what could he take from you? Or what would he stop providing for you that you would say like, I'm out. Like this, for these people, it was the very food they were eating. They were like, we got our bellies filled.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough to fill our bellies as it is. So they show up for the food. What things do we show up for? Like, we're going to follow God. We're going to, spend time with the Lord because, you know, I love him. And also, well, he provides for X, Y, Z. But if he takes away Z, I don't know if I'll still follow him. And I think our first Christian response is like, well, nothing. Like, nothing would. But like you lose something really important or God stops providing, quote unquote, what we think we need. And it's a big thing. All of a sudden, that's when the test comes of like, okay, do you mean what you said? Do you mean what you prayed?
Yeah. If you only had presence.
Right. If you lost all the earthly things that you think are so important, but God's like, you still got me. Are we good? You got enough?
Yeah. And you had Christ's provision.
Right.
Yeah. So that's very challenging. You're right. I think every person wants to be like that. I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's what you see in the disciples.
Yep.
And so that's really, really challenging. What is it? Is there anything I have to have,
mm-hmm,
aside from the presence of the Lord and, mm-hmm, the provision that we have in Christ? And that's kind of a wild, extreme example, but it's a good question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Like, and I think if you come to that, if you find what that is, like, what is the thing that you have to have?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the thing that has a pretty strong hold on your heart.
Right. Yep. And I think it goes to of like something I challenge myself with on a daily basis. I think I mentioned this on a past episode maybe, but I have a little sticky note on my desk at home that says dwelling in the presence of God is not a box to be checked. Like my inclination is like, do the thing. Don't dwell. Like not like I don't want to dwell, but my inclination is just to read the section I'm supposed to read that day, say the prayer I'm supposed to pray that day and move on. Like, mm-hmm, did I really experience the presence of God, or is it just checking the box to alleviate whatever, you know, if I feel some sort of like pressure, like, well, I should spend time with God. I'm a Christian after all. instead of saying, hey, like actively seeking the presence of God for that being the end. The end goal is not if I seek God's presence, he gives me bread or whatever the thing is. Yeah. If I seek God's
knowledge, wisdom.
If I seek God's presence, I get God's presence.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yeah.
Being satisfied. Like he says, is he satisfied with food? Like, are we satisfied with the presence of God? That's the one I have to constantly pray to myself.
That's really good. That's a great question. And it's hard to even sometimes put like meat on that flat, like,
yep.
But it's very like in your heart.
Yep.
You know, only you know.
Yep.
What you're kind of satisfied with.
Yep, for sure. Well, it's a good challenge for us to consider, and I'm challenged just talking about it. I'm sure you are too. So, church, I hope that challenges you as well. Good question to ask ourselves. But keep reading your Bibles. The Word of God will do its work in your heart and continue to sanctify us. So, we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.